Hello, it's me, Eli. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to mention some of the work I've been up to at the Bozeman Public Library. As I continue to develop our business center and capabilities, I encourage anyone who is even slightly interested to check out the new business center page on the library website, where you can learn a little more about what we do here. And I'd like to make special mention of the business consultation hours being put on by the Small Business Development Center and the Blackstone Launchpad. If you've got questions about owning a business or making a product and don't know what your next step should be, this is a great start. Sign up for an appointment at the Business Center page I just mentioned.
Micro.
Megos.
You don't run into someone named Sunflower every day, which is a shame. After all, it's a very nice name. However, I recently had the opportunity to meet someone named Sunflower, and she was as happy and friendly as her name suggests. She's also an entrepreneur and founder of Cleaning by Sunflower, a housekeeping company here in Bozeman. But she hasn't lived in Montana for too long. Like so many of the people I've talked to, she relocated to settle here. Coming from elsewhere isn't uncommon. But Sunflower's story differs from the typical account. She traveled to Montana all the way from Cambodia. That's Cambodia as in Southeast Asia, Pol Pot, and yes, Angkor Wat Temple. If being brave enough to uproot and emigrate to a new country isn't enough, she also founded a company before she had lived here for 5 years. Without further ado, I'll let her introduce herself.
So my real name is Rai Roat Pon. Roat means sunflower. And I am originally from Cambodia. A lot of people know Cambodia because they heard about Angkor Wat Temple. So I'm from Siem Reap province, which we have a lot of temples there.
So did you see the temples a lot when you were growing up? Did you go get to visit the temples?
Well, you know, I was born in like a different province, and then I moved to capital city in Phnom Penh, and then I moved to Siem Reap when I was 18. Yeah, that's when I started to see temple like a lot.
The Cold War era brought turmoil to Cambodia thanks to a civil war and the dictatorship of Pol Pot. This period of history ended before Sunflower was born, but she's heard about it from her grandparents and from history lessons in school.
I just think it's the past. It's already happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, we right now just focusing on, you know, what's going on right now in the future.
So then what do you think people should actually think of when they think of Cambodia?
They should think about, you know, like friendly, smiley faces. That's what I, last time I had a conversation with a random person. I don't remember who. And it was like, oh, I love Cambodia. It's like everybody smile, like they smile, and really nice, beautiful temples. They should start thinking about Cambodia in that way instead of, you know,
yeah,
the war.
About us people, and yeah, about us happy people, not just
culture,
history.
Culture, yeah.
Sunflower grew up in a small village as the eldest of three siblings. She mentioned how all of the neighbors knew each other and how much she liked the greenery. When Sunflower was 8 years old, her parents split, and as the eldest child, she had to take on much more responsibility. When their mother needed to move away to find work, she and her brother and sister lived almost completely independently in their home, although they would cross the street to spend nights with their neighbors.
My mom, she had to go to the capital city to, you know, to work with, no, she started her own business, just selling snacks in front of a garment factory, is what, I guess that's what you call it. And we had to stay home because we had to go to school. So I just stay home with my brother and sister and take care of them, take them to school, cook, clean the house. And my mom would send us money once or twice a month. So I was in charge of everything.
You're in charge. How did your brother and sister like that?
You know, I think they listened to me.
You said your mother sent money, but did you keep in contact much with your parents at all?
Yeah, at that time we didn't really have you know, like cell phone, like what we have now, but especially in Cambodia. So once or twice a week, you know, borrow our neighbor's phone, call her. So that's how we kept in touch. And she would come, you know, visit us maybe two or three times a month.
How difficult was that, not seeing your mother very often?
I keep asking me that question. It's like, how did I do it? You know, it wasn't easy, especially when, you know, like once in a while you got teased from teasing, you know, other kids tease you, oh, blah, blah, blah. But we got through it just fine. It wasn't easy. That's all I know.
Now that she's much further away from her family, Sunflower still manages to keep in touch by phone, and she's made two visits back to Cambodia in the past 5 years. But all in all, she's still a world away from her home country. I asked what she would be doing today if she had never moved to the United States.
I know exactly what I would do. So my family, they all have their own business, so I am pretty sure I might be doing one of the family business.
Where are some of those businesses?
Some of them, they are into a real estate business. My uncle's, he's selling cell phone, computer, it's huge in Cambodia. So that's one of, his business. And we're selling all kind of vegetable to, like, you know, all the restaurant, because we live in a tourist town, so that's one of the good business.
In fact, Sunflower did spend time working for her uncle. After seeing how much effort her mother was putting into supporting the family, she made the decision to drop out of high school and move to the city so she could start earning money as well.
It is, I saw my mom working so hard every day. She had to get up at like 2 or 3 a.m. So I decided to move to Siem Reap, where my uncle has a business, and he just let me run his business, selling souvenir, really in the tourist town. So I made it to high school, and then I moved to Siem Reap and helped my uncle doing his business.
How did you like working with your uncle? Did you think that was a good decision to make?
Yeah, I think so. I think he taught me a lot. It's, 17, 18? I cannot remember exactly. He just like, you're on your own. Just let us know what you need. It taught me a lot, like it helped me how to be confident, how to be independent, you know.
Thanks to this experience, maybe it isn't surprising that Sunflower decided to open a business. However, she isn't necessarily unique in this regard. Over 25% of new American businesses are started by immigrants. Sunflower guessed that this fact may have something to do with so many immigrants coming from families with a business background, and that it may especially have to do with their willingness to start from nothing and build themselves up.
For me, I was born and raised in a business family, so I've been doing business my whole life, and I really like that. And the other thing was, I always said I like to help other people, but it just, there's such a big answer. I cannot define that. And, you know, I found out, you could start cleaning business in this country, and at the end of the day, get texts from my clients, thank you so much, you're a lifesaver and all that. And it's like, yeah, I could do this. So I guess one is, are you into it? You know, and experience, willing to try, yes. I think that's how I define myself, why doing this.
And I guess we're sort of getting into your business now, Cleaning by Sunflower, and obviously it's a cleaning housekeeping company. And when did you first discover that you really enjoy cleaning?
When I was 7 years old. It was kind of, you know, a part of our culture, keeping our house clean, have the sun, you know, like shining at the house and all of that. It's bring luck, bring happiness. So that's one bigger thing. And the other thing is the rewarding feeling that you get at the end of the day. And especially, I'm the oldest one, so that was my biggest responsibility. You know, like first thing in the morning before I went to school, I had to make sure the house is clean, blankets was folded, and all of that. And I like it, you know, at the end of the day, I would hear some gossip from my neighbors, like, oh, look at her, she cleaned her house, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I like that. I did a good job.
Sunflower enjoyed learning languages when she was young, picking up some English and French. While working for her uncle, she even spent 2 years with a nonprofit teaching disadvantaged kids English.
So you'd spent this time working with your uncle and tutoring kids English, but you're obviously not still there. What made you decide to come to America?
Yeah, well, all started from teaching kids. So I taught kids there, and I never thought about someday I'll take off to United States. It's like, that's just out of my league, you know. But I taught English, and I met my ex-husband. He's from Iowa, and probably 3 years later, we decided to move to here.
They met because he taught English at the same organization as Sunflower. I asked why they decided upon Montana as a home instead of Iowa or anywhere else in the United States.
Well, the first thing I heard about was snow. So it was like, snow? I saw a picture of snow, but I never seen real snow, and I would love to move to Montana so I can experience snow, see, touch. So that must be the biggest reason.
So after having been here through about 5 or so winters, are you still happy with that decision?
Yes, I am. I'm still in love with snow.
Sunflower's first goal upon arrival was not to start a business. She couldn't even get a job without a work permit. Instead, she had to put a lot of time into improving her English, and her next goal was to go to university. So she studied applied psychology at MSU. The 4 or 5 year commitment ended up being too much for her, and she didn't get a degree, but she still toys with the idea of returning to continue her study of psychology, and maybe pick up some business courses too. After waiting 6 months to get her work permit, Sunflower quickly found 2 jobs, both as a sushi chef and as a housekeeper at the Yellowstone Club. To top it all off, she and her husband decided to start a food truck, getting funding thanks to a Kickstarter campaign.
So we got our first food trailer, and then we got food truck. That's how it started it.
Yeah, and so how long did that last?
The food truck business, I think 2 years. After that, I went to school. And I still, work as a housekeeper at Yellowstone Club and part-time in Bozeman. And after I found out, it would take me 4 or 5 years to get my degree, and I wanted to be on my mama's house. And it's like, I'm almost 30 years old. I cannot do this. So, and also friends that keep poking me around here and there, you should start your own cleaning business. So I just put everything together, and it's like, okay, I'm doing it.
It was 2.5 years ago that Cleaning by Sunflower first opened for business. Starting any business can be a difficult proposition, particularly when you've only lived in the country for a few years. By starting out small, though, it was manageable. Sunflower got some advice and helped making a website from a couple of friends. But for the most part, she began on her own, making do without any employees, watching as she slowly got more clients thanks to referrals.
It was exhausted. I started from small, and it's... Started from small, and I learn every day. I don't know how to describe. It was so much to learn. It's like, oh, I thought I only need this, but no, I need more than all this, especially paperwork.
How long did it take for the company to start growing until you got enough people that you realized I need to hire more people to help me with all this cleaning?
It took me 6 months.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
At that point, she hired 2 part-time employees, and today she employs 9 people, 2 of whom are full-time. Altogether, they serve 45 regular clients. This quick growth entailed some changes.
Yeah, I'm doing less cleaning, but there's always more thing for me to do in the office. I don't know where all this work come from, just never ended.
Which do you like more, doing the cleaning or doing the office work?
I like the option. Someday I do office work like half of the day, and then it's like I gotta get out of the office. Then I go clean one house. Most of the time, just the office work.
How difficult, really, overall, was it to start a business here in a country that you had only recently emigrated to? Just what? How difficult was that?
You know, it's nothing is easy. One thing is about, so this business, it's the first year it was okay because I started small, really small. So there's not a lot of paperwork. But 2 years, after I got the 2 years, I started to find out, you know, like, wow, this is even more difficult because if you decided to grow your business, you have to look into so many things, what kind of paperwork, tax, and there's just so much. It was difficult, really, really difficult. So seeking help, it really helped, you know, like go get help or find accountant or all that big thing will help you a lot.
Sunflower also got help from the Women's Business Center here in Bozeman. She was able to receive free business consulting and attended some of their classes. But learning how to run a business might have been the least of her worries. It's no secret that the current political climate has taken an anti-immigration turn. Fortunately, she hasn't found very much difficulty integrating into Bozeman.
You know, Bozeman, when I first moved here now, I feel the same way. It's very friendly community.
Would you have any advice for either a new immigrant to the country or for people who just... What's the best way for someone who lives here to help someone who's recently emigrated?
One of my best advice, everything you do, try to do it legally. Don't take shortcut.
And then I just have to ask, I was looking at your website, which is a very beautiful website, I might add, but you have a blog post on there where you mentioned that one of your major goals is to earn enough money to build a house for your mom, and I wanted to ask if you've managed to do that.
Yes, I did. I got her, I built her a house, you know, when I was young, I saw my mom work so hard, and she deserves something. And also, I'm the oldest one. It's kind of a part of my culture, kind of like my responsibility. It doesn't mean my brother and sister are gonna sit and lazy, do nothing. But, you know, I have more opportunity than them. So I just think, just get it done, and then I work on myself.
Yeah, now that's done, do you have any next big goal?
Well, yeah, now my big, I told my mom, so next is myself and my business. And not too long ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I offer bonus program to my employees.
So your next big goal is just giving more back to your employees?
Yeah.
That's a nice goal. Do you have any big goals for yourself, or are you always just trying to give away to, you're giving away to your mother, giving away to your employees?
You know, I think in life in general, if you are not willing to give away, you're not going to get anything back. It doesn't mean I'm going to give everything away, but yeah, that's just a way for me to appreciate, you know, their hard work, their honest. So yeah, I would like to get myself a house, a condo, a place to live.
You've started this business. You also sort of started a food truck business. Do you feel like you've started enough businesses in your life, or would you ever be interested in making another one?
Yeah, I am going to start one more. Not cleaning business, but a different business.
Do you know what that is yet, or you just
I do, but that's kind of like my thing. I'm not going to say anything until it happens.
All right. We'll look forward to finding out. Do you have any estimate on when you will be starting it?
Probably in the next year or two. All
right. Well, I'm excited at least to find out what this mystery business is. If someone has had their interest piqued about Clean by Sunflower, or if they just want to look for some new housekeeping, where should they go to find out more about you?
Yeah, thank you. If they go online and search for cleaningbysunflower.com, and it will pop up. Or they can just give me a call or text, 406-220-3426.
I would like to thank the City of Bozeman, particularly the Public Library and Office of Economic Development, for giving me the opportunity to create this podcast. Additional thanks to Montana Campus Compact and to Gallatin Valley Community Radio for broadcasting the show. Tune your radios to KGVM 95.9 and give them a listen. Original music was provided by the benevolent Jeffrey Lackman, a friend. Feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear how you think we can make this better. Subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And if you're an entrepreneur in the city of Bozeman, or you know an entrepreneur in these parts, let me know. Maybe your story can be the next we tell. I can be contacted by email at vista@bozeman.net. That's V-I-S-T-A @bozeman.net.